So it starts 11:30. So if possible, everyone try to come maybe Saturday night or come Sunday morning real early. We'll have cheer, a short cheer from 9:20 to 10:20. Okay? 9:20 to 10:20. Okay, we'll go. We have to go discuss going make a march. We need to discuss it. And then next week, we got to start going by there with Khalid. Okay, so 9:20 to 10:20. Please try everyone to make it. Make your plans accordingly. If you have to come in, come in Saturday night. Play ball, whatever the case is. But Lamaise, I want everyone to try to beat it. Okay. So I mentioned that today is my father-in-law's yahrzeit, and I wanted to discuss the topic of Noseh V'ol Chavero. We know that the sixth parak of Maseches Avos, which is one of the Maseches in Shas, sixth parak is Brises, not Mishnais. And in that parak, it lists off the 48 ways to be Koinet Torah. And if we take this seriously, a Kinyan of Torah, if we don't engage in these midos, that means the Torah that we learn is Gneva. If we don't have these 48 ways, when we engage in Torah, we're mamish Gneva Torah from Hashem. One of the 48 Kinyanim is Noseh Ba'ol Chavero, feeling the yoke and service of a friend. And to feel it, to have empathy towards the person. Moshe Rabbeinu clearly exemplified this concept. It says, Vayar b'sivloisam. Rashi saw, Rashi quotes the fantastic Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burden that Tzuras the Kol Yisrael had. And I want to note that this notion of feeling the yoke of a person doesn't mean you have to literally make yourself sick. It's usher. Ain't under Mashiach HaKabal Safa. Well, you have to daven for the person. The person has Tzuras in their job. He has service with Shalom Bayis, service with kids, he has a gay ritual, whatever the case may be, terrible things. Even if the person is what? Has not experienced those things, you have to try to feel empathy towards the person. How much more so a person that's felt those things, you can really relate to that person. To the degree we have to ask ourselves, why is this one of the kinyanim of the Torah? We learn Tzayis, we learn the Rechayim, we learn the Tzayis, the law of all physical Tzayis. I'm nice in Bokhavero, I mean, if I'm not nice in Bokhavero, I'm not being kind of this Tzayis, I'm not kind of this Mahalik in the Rav. What's one have to do with the other? That's one question we have to ask ourselves. But Moshe Rabbeinu characterized by Yar B'Siv Loisim, he felt them. He felt them. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levis has a fantastic point. Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he taught us the dinim of Shiluach Avodim. You know, there's a din of Shiluach Avodim, the Mishnah has a Kiddusha in our Masechta. Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Shanim, Yotze B'Yavol, right? They're a dinim. They're a dinim. Right? Eved Ivri, Eved Knani. There's a mitzvah to send out the Avodim in a proper time. Why was it taught now? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Hashem said that Klal Yisrael could relate to what it meant to be an Eved. It's unpleasant to free your Eved, especially if he's a good worker. Hashem says, I don't care. There's a din, you send your Eved free. And you remember the time when you guys were Avodim? You can feel that. You could be no Sibol Chavero. Oh, you grew up, you became free, you have tremendous wealth, you have Avodim. Free them at the proper time. You can relate to this. You can relate to this. If you can relate to it, if you know Sibol Chaver, I'm going to teach you the dinim now of Shiluch HaBanim when you're leaving right now. That's Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's shot. And Reb Simon added on beautifully, beautiful shot, I thought. He says like this, we're all familiar that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed three of the six cities in the Eir Miklat, correct? You know, before he passed away. So most Gedolim say because Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvahs, so he wanted to do one more mitzvah. And in Lumdis, many people say from the Rambam, many Mepharshim say there's a din of Chetzi Shir in mitzvahs. Many Gedolim say. You know, there's a din of Chetzi Shir Asim in our Torah we learn. Let's say a person can't eat the whole shir of matzah and lel seder. He can only eat a little bit. Is there a tiyum in doing it? So they say from this Rambam, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had a half of a shir of the six cities. There's a shtickle tiyum in Chetzi Shir in mitzvahs. Okay. But Rav Simon pointed out beautifully, I thought, Moshe Rabbeinu was a fugitive himself. He was fleeing from Mitzrayim. So he understood what it means to be a fugitive. So he wanted to have a chalik in that mitzvah because he could relate to people that were what? Rotech, Bishogin, were running for their lives. That's why he was. Why he engaged in enacting that mitzvah. In creating that mitzvah. And the truth is, the Gemara in Ksubis of Dei Machzor Olal tells us that if you have a person that was quite wealthy and lost all his money, you have to restore him to that wealth. He had a chauffeur, he had a driver. Even if for us that's not a normal type thing, but this fellow had that, you have to restore him and feel the empathy after the nose for old Chavera, to put him back to where he was. And give him the chauffeur, and give him all the what, all the emoluments that he had when he was a wealthy fellow. And this can be clearly seen in those parshas as well, in our parshas. You know, when the Torah describes the people, the Yidim in the Mitzrayim, it says all the Shvatim, and it says, Elu Shemos Shmos HaLevi. It only says Shmos by what? Levi. Why? It says the word Shmos, Shemos by Levi. It doesn't appear by any of the Shvatim, the word Shemos. Why not? Do you know Levi was never put in servitude? Shevet Levi was never put in servitude. And what are the names? Merari, bitterness. Gershom. Kigir Hayisi. What do you mean? Levi was not, they didn't feel that. Kahas, the teeth being hit. All the names of Levi were to experience what Klal Yisrael what? Had experienced. Right? Hakeyas, the Kahas, from the teeth. From the Hakeyas Shena, the Nagodit. You see that Levi, the very essence of the names, what? Demonstrated that Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. Very, very important. Very important. And the truth is, Paro saw with black magic that the leader of Klal Yisrael would be a person that would emerge out of what? Servitude and bondage. So he saw through his tissue that the Savior of Yisrael might come from Levi. So he says, I'm not going to be Meshavet Levi. This is where Yonis and Ivshitz explains very beautifully the great Gaon. He says, I'm not going to be Meshavet Levi because they saw in their black magic that the Mani Yisrael would come from Levi. But that only came from a place where there was what servitude. So he wouldn't be Meshavet Levi. Because the thought was that the black magic was the person would rise to the occasion. The person that had gone through servitude would come out of that and become the leader of Klal Yisrael, the one that Hashem appointed. He would rise to the occasion. So Paro says, I'm not going to let it happen. So I won't be Meshavet Levi. Paro was dead wrong with the black magic. The black magic was dead wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu was a bucky in Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it, even though he personally, individually didn't have it. He felt it. And even though he wasn't under Shibud, he would want be the Moshiach, the Mani Yisrael. Paro was dead wrong. That's the strength of Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. And this is why the Maharal explains it's a Kinyan HaTorah. The Torah was given to a Tzibor, a Klal Yisrael. It wasn't given to individuals. It was not given to individuals. It was given that the Tzibor comes together, that there is Achdus. You cannot be Kainah, the Reb Chaims, the Ravs, the Taisusim, unless you're Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. Because a Kinyan of the Torah is attaching yourself to the Tzibor. You do that by showing empathy. We say in Pesukim de Zimra and Shabbos, Im Anochi B'tzara. Hashem can what? Im Anochi B'tzara. Hashem says, I show empathy towards people that have tzuras. We have to follow and imitate Hashem's ways. Ki'esh Ochlu, we can't touch him, Kaviyachol. But the Gemara says, so do we imitate his ways. Mahu rachum afatarachum. Mahu kover mesim afatakover mesim. Mahu mavakachon afatamavakachon. Mahu mavisharum afatamavisharum. We have to imitate his ways. One of the ways is showing empathy. You want a kinin hatera? It's Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. It's only the sabriyas is one of the kinyanim of the tera. It's to be all the sabriyas. A fellow's having a hard time. Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. Person has difficulty with the shidduch, you're Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. How do you do that concretely? How do you do it concretely? What would you say? Maybe put him in your tefillahs. Maybe spend some time for etzes with him. Try to think of some ways to make him maybe happier. It's a very serious endeavor, this din of Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro. And Moshe Rabbeinu characterized this perfectly. No one's perfect, but almost. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us, Anachodesh Hazel Lachem, the Parsha of Bo, to ask why was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael Kiddush HaChodesh? Very puzzling. Why Kiddush HaChodesh? And what's the din? Whatever Beis Din says goes, even if they make a mistake. So the Rav and Rapam, the Rav Zatar, Rapam Zatar said the same shot. And the shot being, when you're an Eved Kenayani, you have no concept of time. You can be woken up 3 o'clock in the morning by your master and go to work. Hashem says, when you fellows are free now, you'll be have dominion and sleep over your own time, and don't waste it. Mikdash yosman. Sanctify yosman. Use it properly. What is the famous phrase in the Mishnah Novus? Eilecha ben Chorin, Elamisha Osek, B'Toyra. And what does it mean to be Osek B'Toyra? Not through Geneva. Through what? Through a clean acquirement. Through a clean what? Kinyan. Meaning through what? Noisei Bol Chaberon Oyves Abrius. That's where you can Mikdash this man. That's where you can Mikdash this man and use it what? And use it properly. And focus on that. To realize what your job is growing as a ben Torah, and to become a Talmid Chacham, is to be kind to the Torah in the most proper fashion. That's what Achodesh Hazeh Lachem is connoting. And that's why, we'll close with this, it says, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. Why does it say, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem? It doesn't say the word, what does the Medrash Rabbah say? It was mamish, like the middle of the summer afternoon. Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, when Klal Yisrael was described at that time in the Pesukim, as it says in the Chumash. Medrash Rabbah comments it was not Leil Shimurim, it was the middle of the summer day. How did the Medrash know that? Because in the beginning of Bereishis, Hashem never puts his shame, Hashem, by Laila. Right? L'choshech kara Laila. Hashem doesn't say Elohim. It says only came by Or. Hashem is not Meshachta Shem Hashem to Laila. So how could it say? Because Laila is negative. It's depressing. V'emunoscha b'alelos. We have to keep our amunah even in times of Laila. We say it, Rashi says in Vilna. Right? V'emunoscha b'alelos. That's what that means. So the Medrash Rabbah knew when it says Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. How could you have Shem Hashem by Laila? Must be that it was not what? It was not Lila. It was like a mid-afternoon summer day. It was what? It was light, completely light. Because it can't say Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. And that means to have a very positive attitude. That means to always have a positive attitude. Hashem does not like those people that are not positive. B'simcha, b'tzuv leiva. Tachas esilu, avaratera, z'shem okah, b'simcha, b'tzuv leiva. You have to be oyver Hashem b'simcha. Hashem himself is not Meshachta Shem Shamayim Balayla. Hashem is only Shorei Shechina Ela Mitoch what? Simcha V'lo Mitoch Atzvus. Gemara in the 5th Perek of Brachos. Only Mitoch Simcha. That's a very critical thing that we have to strive for. If we are Begeter Simcha, in the state of Simcha, if we are Noisim Al Chaveru, Oyvus Abrius, then we can appreciate the Kinyan of the Torah, and then we can appreciate what Zman is to be what? To be a Ben Chayin that's Oisik in the Torah in its most pure way. So, my father-in-law, Zatzal, was a doctor for 30 years in Hartford, Connecticut, West Hartford. And he was a big, big tzaddik, tremendous tzaddik, very close to Bez Hashem. You guys will get married, you'll be zayin. They have a great relationship with your father-in-law, Jeremy. Yes, zayin, they have a father-in-law. Who else? Who else? Avi. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I didn't even know you were married. Very nice, Baruch Hashem. It's a beautiful relationship. And a relationship you should always cherish. Baruch Hashem, I had a tremendous relationship with him, and he was a person that was noisy b'ol chaveiro. All the rabbanim used to go in for free. He would always help everyone out. He was noisy b'ol chaveiro. That's what he was. He was a tremendous doctor and a tremendous tzaddik. And he was always the simcha b'tuv leiva. He fought a terrible illness, and he fought it out of soul. That's what we have to try to do. We go through life. It goes very quickly. It goes very quickly. We should all lift up Nei Vesher. But you have to realize, and I live my life together simcha, that every time that I what? Open up the Gemara and the Reb Chaim and the Rashi and the Tosfos, I'm engaging in kind of the Torah, because my midos are what? Are correctly in accordance with the Memches Shrachim, which two of them are Oyves Abrius, and Noise Bo Khaver, which Moshe Rabbeinu typified very beautifully. Okay, we'll have a good Shabbos. Yichazer over. And 9:1.